I'm Jeb Sharp with The World. It was less than 3 months ago that we were talking about the big soccer news from England's Premier League. One of the teams in the league, Swansea City, had hired former U.S. men's national team coach Bob Bradley. That made Bradley the first American ever to coach in the world's best soccer league. It didn't last long. Swansea fired him this week. Back in October, the world soccer guy, William Troop, was really excited about Bradley's new job, but even he only gave the coach a 50-50 chance of success. Now, here's William's reaction to the news this week.
I think the firing ultimately makes sense because soccer, like any sport, is really about results. And Bob Bradley, sadly, did not get the results that he needed to convince people that he can coach at this level.
And what do you mean when you say that? How did he actually do in terms of performance?
Well, he only got to coach 11 games at Swansea, and he only won two of those games. And for a coach who had this mission to turn a team around and to get them away from danger of being relegated to a lower division, that was just not good enough.
And yet, even so, I gather it wasn't just his coaching record that did him in.
Well, it's true that from the very beginning, there was so much skepticism facing Bradley for being the first American hired to coach a Premier League team. And one recent interview he gave after one match that his team lost 3-0 really kind of did him in, invited so much criticism because of the terms that he used. And I want you to listen to what he said.
The second goal comes in a strange way, a throw-in where I think our players are leaning one way. It goes in quickly. We give up the PK penalty. We put ourselves in the hole over and over, and that takes a lot out of a team. And so the ability to come back in the Premier League week after week is obviously nearly impossible. It's been more a case of road matches, and so now we have two very big home games coming up, and we have to turn all of our attention towards those two matches.
Probably to our listeners, he sounded absolutely normal, like a coach just describing
totally
what happened. But if you're an English fan, and used to the way people talk about the game there, he committed three cardinal sins there. He mentioned a PK instead of a penalty. He tried to correct himself, but it was too late. He also called the Premier League, not the Premier League. And then he talked about how the problem was the results in road matches instead of away matches. And after that, on top of the fact that his team wasn't doing very well, he was just ridiculed for the way he talked.
That ridicule, though, it's so intense. I mean, if we had a British coach here, I would imagine we would sort of just treat the differences as kind of part of the package.
Absolutely. And I have to say one thing. I mean, here, if you listen to TV coverage in the U.S. of England's Premier League, it's all British voices. And we love that. Soccer fans here in the U.S. tend to love a British accent describing something that's happening on a soccer field because it carries a certain, you know, prestige and assumption that they know what they're talking about. It's the complete opposite if you're an American in England. And Bob Bradley really kind of felt that.
This is so sad because you were so excited that this hire was going to elevate U.S. soccer. And, I mean, what does it mean?
I think basically the way I think about this is the end of an era that lasted 85 days because basically it's going to be really hard for another American to step in behind Bob Bradley and have another chance in the Premier League.
Even so, would you have fired him too?
I think I would have. Like I said before, I was really rooting for the guy. I think he's a decent coach. But some of the criticism of his coaching was, you know, on target. He wasn't able to do what he needed to do.
The world soccer guy, William Troop, tough critic today. Thank you.
You're welcome.